Do you try and save everyone? The reason I ask this is because I used to do that. I used to try and save everyone. And now I realise that you can't. Because a lot of people, they're on a ship. They end up overboard. And then they go, I'm drowning. Save me. And you go, take my hand. I help you. And they go, I can't reach. And it took me a long time to understand that a lot of people have been on that ship, they've thrown themselves overboard, and they don't want saving. I used to do that. I used to spend all my energy trying to save people and trying to help people and trying to force people along with me for the ride. And I realized I can't help everyone. And that might be like you, because I speak to and help a lot of pros. And a lot of them are leaders. Obviously, when people work for me, a lot of the time, they're very emotionally intelligent, very self-aware, and they're leaders. And they want to lead others and lead themselves, and they want to try and help people. Of course they do. But sometimes I'm like, you can't help everyone. Not everyone wants helping. And there's a really good book to read about this. And it's called The Courage to Be Disliked. I'm pretty sure it's that. The Courage to Be Disliked. It's about a psychologist and a kid having a chat. And in that they say every behaviour fits a goal. So some of the behaviours that people have that they're struggling with actually serves them a purpose and they don't want to get rid of it. And I used to have this thing called, and I call it superhero syndrome. It's called superhero syndrome. It's also known as the Messiah complex. And it's a belief that you're responsible for saving others and solving all their problems. And sometimes that's to the detriment of their selves and their own well-being. So you try and constantly help others and you put others' needs above your own. And you struggle with boundaries. That used to be me. And I still sometimes struggle with boundaries too. Because I do want to help people. I love helping people. But what I've realised from players is they try and help too many people to the detriment of themselves. Struggling with boundaries. Putting other people's needs above their own. And me and my partner, we kind of say something. It's, I'm the king. I eat first. Sounds selfish. She's the queen. She eats first. If I put myself first and put my needs first, I've got more energy for her and the family and for everyone else. And she puts her needs first and her health first. She can have more energy for me, the kids, and her clients because she helps people too. She's a coach. She's very good. And she helps 15 to 20 year old women. And it takes a lot of energy from you. So you have to put your own needs first. So how do you overcome this superhero syndrome? If you like people pleasing, if you're trying to save everyone. So first of all, you have to have a level of self-awareness and you have to acknowledge that you can't help everyone. You can't be responsible for everyone's well-being. So some people have to save themselves. They have to save themselves. You can't help anyone unless they want to be helped. I can't save anyone, everyone and anyone. You have to set boundaries between yourself and others. Learn to say no. It's one big problem that I see. A lot of players struggle to say no, especially if you like pleasing people. If you have this superhero syndrome where you try and help everyone, you have to understand when to say no. Because if you say yes, you're going to kill your energy. You have to set boundaries. You have to delegate responsibility. You have to let others take care of themselves. I see people and I'm like, listen, you have to help yourself. No one's coming to save you but you. And if you try and do everything for everyone else, they can't help themselves. So you have to let them help themselves. The next step is you have to practice self-care. You have to make yourself a priority. The king eats first. You're the king, you eat first. If you're the queen, you eat first. So you have to put your energy first. You have to make sure your cup is full. If your cup's full, you can help everyone else. If you give all your cup, right, say for example, you've got a cup. I've got a cup of tea in front of me, right? And it's full, right? I'm drinking it now. I can give, if someone's thirsty, I can give more to other people. If my cup's empty, I can't give it to anyone else. You have to seek support, right? You need support from others. You need help yourself. Understand why you do that. Why do you do that? Same as I have to understand why I did that. You have to challenge your beliefs. Why do you have this belief that you need to be constantly helping others and saving others and be this superhero to others? Challenge your perspective. Challenge your perception, sorry. And then you have to focus on empowering people. So instead of rescuing people, empower them to save their, to save themselves and solve their own problems. Offer support. You can be their support. But as a coach, right, there's a difference between, this is what I say to people who I help. There's a difference between mentoring and coaching. Mentoring is me telling someone what to do. Coaching is, I've been doing this for years. I understand where someone needs to go. And then I ask the questions to direct them. So it's more empowering for them to help themselves. So if you're a people pleaser, if you like helping others and saving others, you need to get a better boundary. You need to have a healthier balance. And you need to understand that you can't save everyone. You can't save everyone. Same as I understand that I can't save everyone. And it's going to kill your energy. And you have to learn to say no. So that's today's podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you like it, do me a favor, share it. Go to www.confidenceinfootball.com. If you haven't, what are you doing? Book in for a call with me. If you're that person who loves to save other people, you don't have any boundaries, let me help you. I won't save you, but I'll show you the way. See you tomorrow.